Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Tuesday, April 16th. And if you've listened to this show or any of our other shows, our radio show, our other podcast, Jill on Money, I think the most frequent question that we probably field is, can I retire? And when I say we, I'm talking about me, Jill Schlesinger, and he is Mark Talercio. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jill.
This is truly the most frequently asked question, right? Can I retire? What's my off-ramp? What's my number, right?
It is that, and it is, you know, usually something Roth-related. But yes, that is definitely the most popular topic.
Well, I was thinking about this because there was a survey that came out a couple weeks ago from Northwestern Mutual Life, and they found in the survey there's like, you need like almost $1.5 million to retire, according to what people think. That's what they think they need. But people don't know anything. They don't. You know why? Because they're not running their numbers. And as much as you and I have told people, like, you got to run your numbers, you got to run your numbers, they're not running their numbers, Mark, are they?
More times than not, no.
According to the Federal Reserve, the mean retirement savings in 2022 was $88,400. Now, the mean is like the average, right? So the median is 88.4. The average is more like 334. And of course, this skews with age, right? You have more money as you start to age. So I pitched this idea to CBS Mornings. I said, I think we should do this because this is so important that people really have no idea how to determine what's my number, what's my retirement number. So, Mark, let's go ahead and air this segment. So this is me and CBS Mornings anchor Nate Burleson talking about what's your retirement number. And then we're going to come back and Mark and I are going to talk a little bit about the way that you should be saving. So, Mark, let's air that segment.
In today's Money Watch, we are talking about how you can save enough for retirement. According to one recent study, U.S. adults estimate they will need to save $1.46 million to retire comfortably. That is 53% more than what people thought they would need just 4 years ago. Joining us now is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
All right, so let's jump right into it. Why such a big jump from what people expect they need to save?
So again, back in 2020, people had this idea, the stock market was pretty good. Then we had this huge surge of inflation. And I think a lot of people really were spooked by that and now are thinking, wait, high prices could be here for a long time in the future. So it's an inflation story. It's also a story about younger Americans because younger Americans do not believe that the Social Security system will be there for them. And they also understand that they're going to live longer. And so when we look at the younger folks who are in this survey, they believe they're going to live to 100. And you know what? They probably will.
Yeah, you're right about that. So how much have Americans saved for retirement?
Lots of different ways to do this. There's median, there's average, there's mean. But let's say that we sort of look at everything above and beyond a certain number. And that's about $87,000. So there's a big gap between 87 and 1.5 million. But what's really clear about this is that I think people know they need to do more, but they don't know how.
All right, so everybody's trying to figure out their number. How do you determine what your retirement number is?
To be clear, there is not a set formula. I know a lot of companies want to say blank times your salary, do this, it's a back of the envelope calculation, but it all starts with today.
Okay.
Where are you today? How much do you spend today?
So you have to assess your own finances first, right out the gate.
Absolutely. This is really like hardcore, really important stuff, which is what do I spend today? What's my overall spending for the household? What's the fun stuff? What do I expect in the future? Do I have to take care of a parent? Do I have an adult child who's going to need my help?
Yeah.
Factor that in. So you figure out your spending. You look at your saving. You look at how long you're probably going to live. That's in many calculators. And don't forget, you're going to have to subtract income in the future, Social Security. Maybe you're going to get a pension if you're lucky.
Okay.
Maybe you're someone who gets rental income. When you factor it all in, you go to the web and you plug into one of these retirement calculators.
Okay.
Here's what I got. It's going to say, you're not doing enough. And then you got a series of choices. Do I work longer? Do I spend less? And one that I love, do I create an off-ramp for myself? Do I work really hard till I'm 55, 60 years old, and then try to do something for another 5, 10, 12 years that really makes me happy, brings in some money, but doesn't actually exhaust me? Nate, people are exhausted right now
right
when they get to
that.
Age 60 and 65, so we've got to help them out.
Valuable information. Dollar, dollar, Jill, y'all.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so obviously this is a daunting prospect to people, right? Because, you know, to say like, even if you just go and run a retirement calculator, it can be really freaky. And if you're just trying to go by a rule of thumb, it can be really freaky. But I think, Mark, what we realize is that time and time again, when we talk to people, there are more options than they realize. And at the end of the segment, you heard me say, like, look, there's different things you can do. You can save more money today. You can work longer. You know, you can transition and do something different. I think that that transitioning, we've got to spend a lot more time discussing, because I don't think that people give themselves that flexibility. That's what I'm planning to do. I'm going to transition my way right out of my job, and then you get to hold down the fort. How does that feel to you?
As long as that doesn't happen for quite a few years from now, yeah, it's all good.
But I mean, even if, like, just seriously, like, it, as I think about my own retirement, you know, I'm in my late 50s, and I think, like, what would that mean? I think that for me to a typical work week for me, which is a lot of stuff, if I could peel away some parts of that and keep doing a podcast or two podcasts and a radio show and do some videos, and that's that. But, you know, if I layer on top all the other things that I do, it feels kind of like I can't do that for 12 more years. And so I think each of us has to come to a place where we can figure out what are the opportunities that we can have an off-ramp. Now, like for you, Mark, do you think about this? I know that you don't really, but like, do you a little bit?
An off-ramp?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I have my best case scenario in my mind, which, you know, percolates to the surface probably a lot. I think I would like to go pedal to the metal that like we're doing now for a while longer. But at some point, like you just said, kind of peel off a few of the things that we do.
Yep.
And then maybe start to downshift a little bit.
But if you had the opportunity where you really could downshift, in essence, if you had that opportunity, do you have something else that you'd want to do?
I've thought about it, but I don't know. I'm very set in my ways right now.
Yeah.
So it would have to depend on, you know, what exactly it entails. I mean, I don't know. Are there other things that I want to do? Sure. I mean, I've toyed around with things, but a lot of that stuff would require me to really change my lifestyle right now.
You know, I will say this. After going through and thinking about retirement and all these retirement scenarios that you guys put in front of us, what I do realize is that the people who are the most successful are the ones who started with small incremental amounts. They put money into their retirement plans, or they put money into their retirement accounts, their IRAs or their Roths, and they keep doing it year after year. And even when we talk to people who, you know, really objectively do not make a ton of money, that time value is so amazing. And so we keep hearing from people who have done incredible things in their lives, and they didn't make $1 million a year. They worked hard. Maybe there was a pension, maybe there wasn't, but it was always about saving a little bit over time. And the more you can do, the better off you're going to be. What do you think is, like, from your world of experience here in Jill on Money Land, Mark, what do you think are the most common retirement savings mistakes?
Mistakes probably starting too late.
Yeah.
More and more nowadays, I think people are realizing that going pre-tax all the way is probably not the way to do it.
Yep.
But I think people are getting hip to that. That's becoming more and more mainstream. Not quite where it should be, but it's getting there. Pulling too much money out.
Yes.
Is obviously a big mistake.
Yes. Totally, you know, agree.
Not every year is going to have a 20% return. So you got to factor in those years there where it's going to be down 20%.
So it's not even that, like, I even don't think it's like, oh, it is that you spend too much, you know, your every single day that you're living your life. I don't really think that's the mistake. I do think the mistake is you pull out too much money early in your retirement, not realizing that you're like, oh, I'm going to do all my traveling now while I'm healthy. Yeah, but you still might live till you're 95. And there are going to be expenses then. And that's not going to be fun. No one wants to be a poor 95-year-old. There's only so many variables you can control. I mean, if you tell me the day you're going to die, I can really control for that variable. But other than that, I can't make that happen. But you hear that when we talk to people and we say, like, well, are you in good health or not? I think that's also important, that people really come clean with themselves about it. Like, you might say, I'm not going to wait till age 70 to claim Social Security because I'm in terrible health. Then that's okay. But we have to factor that in. Anyway, what's your retirement number? What's my retirement number? It's all different. So we encourage you to run those numbers or to get in touch with us, to go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and click the Contact Us button. Maybe your subject should be, what is IS being capitalized? What is my retirement number? And we can help you figure that out. JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter and check out our subscription service, Jill on Money Live, $35 for quarterly live webinars. You get the whole back catalog of those webinars and bonus video content. Mark Tolerso is the co-host, executive producer, and the web king of everything Jill on Money. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Try to lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.